had the pleasure of going to a local show for a cover band called Emotional Support. So they did cover songs of all the cool emo bands, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, Hawthorne Heights. It was sick. It was awesome.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It was so much fun.
Where'd you see that?
A cult classic ever on Ken Island. They had a show. I think that they did another show recently. I think I want to say it was near like Baltimore or something, but like it was so much fun. But what I was doing is that I was listening to like an Emo Forever playlist on Spotify and just, you know, like, oh man, wonder if they're going to play that song and that song, you know, like the week up to the show. And there was a song that came on that I forgot how angry it made me because I fucking hate this song. The song in question is Miss Murder by AFI. I think that song got played so goddamn much.
Oh.
Miss Murder.
I hate it. I hate it now. I think that was like one of the things where like a fringe sort of like alt band, Davey Havoc, is, you know, he's all edgy and everything. I think that was like that broke into like the mainstream a little bit, and they played the ever living shit out of that song. And now when it came on like on the Spotify playlist, I was so irate. I was like, whoa.
Like, I do like that song, but I do skip it a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it was like, goddamn. I think it's just because, it was just played on every station. You know, all the rock stations around here, 98 Rock, DC 101, HFS. Like, they all played the like that music, and I think they just got the rights to that one, and they just never stopped. And wow. They should have.
I legit cannot remember this song. Maybe I've blocked it.
Probably.
In my memory.
You know, I was having a hard time thinking to myself, like, when you were talking about songs that you just, like, kind of got sick of, like, I was like, surely that's never happened to me. But because you mentioned this song specifically, I feel like it's unlocked a catalog of music in my brain that I cannot stand. I don't want Army coming after me, okay? I just want to put this out there. Army, don't come for me. But so help me, if I hear Butter in the grocery store, in the mall, wherever, one more freaking time, I'm going to lose it. So BTS is a worldwide sensation, okay? And I've been loving BTS since they did their rap ciphers, which they don't do those no more because it doesn't, you know, I can go on, but I'm not gonna go on. However, but when they got famous, they did this song called Butter, and they were on Jimmy Fallon, and they were doing it all over here, pop-up shows on the street, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, this song's amazing. Yep. It's like, you know, it's just played everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could just choose any of the other of their songs and you'll hit a banger. But please, no more Butter. Americans have enough problem with their cholesterol.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard that one, to be honest.
You are lucky, sir. You are lucky.
We live on the Eastern Shore. We don't hear BTS over here. not our grocery stores.
I was about to say, what's BTS? I have no idea what any of this is.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I will say, with the K-pop Demon Hunter songs were played on repeat almost everywhere. Like they didn't get to that point for me, but like they definitely played those way too much, and it's a kids movie, so yeah, you know, they should, but still.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, so the real K-pop, just saying.
Right. Yeah, I want the real K-pop that came out of an American movie.
Yeah. Wait,
Tim, why are you calling an American movie?
Have you seen it yet? K-pop Demon Hunter?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
We got Netflix for like 2 months because I think a new Bridgerton or something. Mm. And so I finished Being Puppy Cat. I watched K-pop Demon Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the only two I got around to, but worth it, worth every penny.
It is a good movie, and the soundtrack's awesome. So I hope that they don't burn their songs out, but they probably will.
Oh, they will. Don't worry about that.
I mean, they're kind of already starting to.
All right, just to give you a heads up, I'm going to hijack the next 2 or 3 minutes of this intro bit because I just have a breaking news update that I've been dying to share with you all, and I can't contain it anymore. Okay. So, if you all remember, back in the March of the Dead days, remember when I was pulling off that terrible Irish accent?
Okay.
And yeah. It also extended into episode 200 when I very erroneously decided to do another Irish accent. So I was using a very specific web page for my Irish slang. It was by the Irish Nomad.
Right.
She's a yep. woman who's traveled 179 countries and counting, and just a really cool person, right? And she had this page of Irish slang that I'd referenced. Well, during the recording of episode 200, the page went down. And the last update on the page was that this dear woman was battling cancer. And I really just, like, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was sad.
Right? Yeah, that's,
like,
yeah.
I told Ariel about it. Like, it was like, oh man, like, this really sucks. So, like, in order to, like, you know, do her, you know, memory, tribute to her memory, I went to the Wayback Machine. I downloaded, like, a Wayback version of her webpage. I saved the Irish slang HTML on my computer. It's there forever. And I'm like, you know, pouring out for the Irish Nomad. You know, I think I drank a Guinness in her honor at one point or something. So I'm on Instagram. And back in, like, the day when her webpage first went out, I just kind of went on all of her socials to see when her last update was, and it had been, like years. So I'm like, oh, gosh. So I went ahead, and, you know, me being the sap that I am, like, I'll follow her socials as a, you know, tribute to her name, you know, gone but never forgotten. And then I was on the pot, as it normally is, on social media. And guess whose story pops up on my feed? But the Irish Nomad.
Oh.
And I was like, God dang it. That's awesome. So I was really, it was really great to see Irish Nomad. Go follow them on Instagram. They've recently purchased their dream home. They kicked cancer once. They're going through a second bout right now. So send your energy to Irish yep. Nomad as she kicks it again. F cancer, but she's doing great. And I reached out to her, just said, you know, I appreciated her website and I'm sorry to see that it went down. And she just responded with, haha, I took it down because I thought it was useless.
No, she should have responded, no, it's not dumb.
It's not dumb at all. I use it for inspiration for my Irish accent. And then she's like, wait, what?
And she's like, now I know it's useless.
Yeah, now I need to.
Now I'm taking it down.
I need to save the world from whatever you're doing.
So shout out to Irish_Nomad. Truly a blessing upon this world.
Truly. Indeed.
All right, back to what we were talking about.
Let's transition. No, sorry,
John's like, I got a song that I fucking hate.
I'm going to tell you all about it.
I need to tell you really, talk about it.
I really don't. Well, I prepped. I looked some stuff up, so I'm going to use it. I don't hate the song, but every time I hear it come on the radio, I'm just like, ugh. And it's Tom Petty's Refugee. I had like four Tom Petty songs on my iPod growing up.
That
was one of them. And I listened to that one way too much for some reason.
Yeah.
Running Down a Dream, Free Falling, great, great songs. I listen to them anytime.
Yeah, yeah. But
for some reason, that particular song, I hear it on the radio. I'm just like, can we skip this? I know it's a radio station. Call in.
Yeah, right.
Skip
it. No, good.
No, see, I was just thinking, like, speaking of radio stations, like, I remember, so I know it's, it was fun, you know, to make fun of Nickelback, like, all the fucking time,
mm-hmm.
because they were overplayed, like, mm-hmm. all over the radio.
Yeah.
But the one song I cannot goddamn stand is Photograph. I don't know why.
Look at this
Photograph! And, like, as soon as I hear the chords,
every time it makes me laugh.
It's just like, I hear the chords, like the ding, ding, and I'm just like, I get into a rage. I don't know why. It's just because they played it so much on the radio, and I'm just like, and this was before I had an iPod or anything,
yep.
or the CD player didn't quite work because my truck didn't have, it had a cassette tape player, so.
Oh boy, wow.
So I had to get the adapter yes. that used the cassette tape that plugs in.
I know exactly what you're talking about, yep.
But just that song, I don't know, like, Nickelback, I'm like, whatever, I'm like, I'm not gonna listen to him, but that song in particular, I'm like, oh, I hate this. I hate it so much.
Yeah, right there was a few songs out there that I actually liked. They had some, like, good harmonies in them, and, you know, they did a good job with, like, doing some, like,
it was radio rock.
Yeah, right, yeah. Actually, do you know what it's called now? I love this name for it. So,
Dad Rock? Divorced Dad Rock?
Those would be good too. Anything that's like Pearl Jam or Creed or
some Pearl Jam,
dude. I do too. Yeah.
Butt Rock.
Butt Rock is what it's called. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I saw this recently on Instagram, but yeah, butt rock is a slang term for the highly commercialized, radio-friendly hard rock and post-grunge. when Shinedown did Mama Told Me, like that voice. If there's mind you, I love that song, but that kind of, it's the vocal and the hard rock. You can call it butt rock. And I'm like, I kind of like the name. That's funny.
Yep.
It doesn't make it bad by any means. It's just what it is. It's just funny.
Yeah, the guy from Nickelback did a song with Santana that was really good. Like, guy can sing, but yeah, their music was just very kind of cookie cutter.
Well, you see, it's because they're Canadian.
That's it, yeah. Thanks for the wildfires, Chad. Also, his name's Chad.
His name is Chad. Come on.
And his hair looked like ramen for some reason.
Oh, man. I'm sure you guys would love to cook up some ramen after that last fight. You had a brutal fight against the... what was it called? If only I remember.
Ford Spurn.
The accursive Ford Spurn, in fact. But you guys did have a rest day, and you got some new gear, you got some new stuff, and you last episode came into this area after came into this room after, by the way, walking through miles upon miles of completely dark, unrefined tunnels, just natural rock the whole way. So who knows how long these tunnels have been here, but they were connected from wherever you are to wherever you came from. But as you opened the door, Garn opened up the door and walked right in.
Yeah, and you see, trying to place a bet.
You're trying to place a bet.
He's like, I heard you're gambling.
I'll let many things fly, but not gambling. You came across four Scarlet Triad agents. Two of them appear to be doing a little bit of sparring with their rapiers. They seem to be doing a little bit of sparring here. And you interrupted their little friendly bout. So they turn to you, and then they just go,
"Get him! Don't let him leave!"
And I would like you all to roll initiative.
All right.
Not gonna lie, when you opened that with you would have liked some ramen for that last fight. We just had the rest episode. I was like, wait a minute, am I going crazy? Last episode, what?
Let's get combat going here.
Ooh, not a great roll.
Yes. Yeah, same.
Let's go ahead.
Oh, God.
Okay, I have rolled for all the Scarlet Triad agents. Let's go down the line here. Garn, what'd you get?
Garn got himself a 31.
31.
Okay. Respectable, you know, not bad.
That was a perfectly fine initiative.
It is.
Sandor, what'd you get?
With a 6 on the die, he only got a 29.
29.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sandor, you have to take the sand out of your pockets before we go into combat. Oh, wait, are you still doing that Gara bit?
Look, he has a headband on, too.
Sandor went shopping.
I love the idea that Garn is just a huge weeb and nobody else knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck are you talking about, old man?
You're from the Sand Village, right? Kezra, what'd you get?
34.
Oh!
Yeah, right?
Mm. Oh shit.
Who'd have thunk?
Okay.
No one. Literally no one.
No one at all. And Ambrose, what'd you get?
32. And with this, he's going to do a battle cry as well.
Yes.
So the one he's going to face in here goes, "Oh, look, a feast for the ages. I know what to summon here." And he is going to intimidate. "Because your fear will taste delicious." 41.
Oh my. Okay.
So, oh fuck. Benson numbers right there.
That is a crit. So frightened 2 then?
Yes.
And this is going against which one?
Just the first one.
The very first one. Got it. Okay. Okay. Little frightened action on her. Okay. So going first is going to be. So the Scarlet Triad agent in the back, the one farthest away from you guys, she is going to pick up her blowgun and point it at Garn, because he's the only one that's really available right now for a shot.
Yeah.
Everybody else is kind of behind the door, so. So blowgun is going to come out. 33 to hit you.
Ugh. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, you didn't raise a shield or nothing, did you?
Well, I thought about it, because you have to open the door with one hand, and what am I doing with my free hand?
Gotcha.
And I decided mentally that it'd be my weapon out, so I don't have to draw it. So
makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Okay. So it's going to be 7 points of damage.
But wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. Give me a little fortitude save for one.
I will remind our dear listeners that I am drained 1. I was previously drained 2 for rest, and I'm drained 1. So, I'm not at my tippiest, toppiest shape. However, I am rolling Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure.
Black Oak Workshop.
No, Black Oak, no!
I said no.
Tell me 29.
I'm gonna have to check the DC, but that is the DC here looks very, very low.
I'll take it.
So I'm gonna give it to you, but I'm wondering if that's a typo just on the sheet for some reason.
I mean, if it's a really devastating poison, sometimes.
Oh, that's also true.
The
fortitudes
are lower because the poison's so bad.
I mean, this is so low. I don't know if any of you could fail it. I'll be honest with you. That's why I'm like, maybe this is not
cool.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Let me. No, it is on. Yeah, it's on the blowgun. Interesting. Okay. Okay, and then make me a second one.
Oh, okay. The second. I forgot that the double poison. I don't even know how you can double poison a blow dart.
Listen. I'm reading this, and it says this poison and this poison.
Okay, marginally better with a 31.
31. That is still a fail.
No.
And of course, that was the purple worm poison.
I knew it.
So it's going to be 16 points of poison damage.
Okay.
And enfeeble 2.
Ugh. Oh my gosh, that's brutal. Brutal for Gone.
And then that was that. I think she's going to just reposition a little bit. So that way it's not like a straight shot from you to her. So. Okay, Sandor, it's your turn.
Wait, how's it my turn?
The encounter tracker is all messed up. We're all in here like double.
Oh, that's you know
Sandor,
what?
Yeah, Sandor.
There's two Sandors.
There is two Sandors. It carried over from the last one for some reason. So Kezra is the next one. Let me make sure everybody else is in here at one time.
Yes. I'm pretty sure I should be going last.
No. All right, I see 4 Scarlet Triad agents. I think there all should be 1.
Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Nope. That all adds up. That's fine. Kezra, it is your turn, though.
It is my turn. Dang, I was hoping it was actually Sandor's turn.
Which spell? Which out of spell? My 50.
Yes, I know.
It's like, do I want to blast a high-level spell? Would there be more things in there? Or do I try something weak and see what happens?
You know what? I don't think I have good reflex, but I'm going to launch a fireball into the room.
Yes!
All right.
Fireball.
And I'll give it a 4th-level fireball.
Okay.
All right, so reflex saves all around.
Okay. going down the line, reflex. So I'm going left to right. 39 on the first one.
Regular success.
Okay. This is the frightened one. So the next one is the frightened one. 34.
Regular success.
Okay. Next one is 27.
Fail.
God, that was just a horrible roll. Good God. All right. And then last one is going to be...
He's got one of them.
27 again.
Oh, got two of them.
Yes.
Oh. Got two of them good. All right. I like that. That's going to be a... 33 damage.
Okay.
Hey.
33 from you, 33 from you, and then 16 from the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that's awesome value, especially since me and good old Ghost of Ambrose aren't in there yet. Luca.
Yep.
Blew that up on the back wall. Yeah, so that's good damage. I like that.
Yeah,
that was good.
Last action. I'm going to summon my claws.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shwink.
Claws out.
Another Scarlet Triad agent. This is the one that is in the middle. There's two that are in the sort of center of the room, but the one that is not frightened. So she is going to lift up her blowgun and shoot at a Garn.
Poor Garn.
Now you know how it feels, Tim.
32 is a miss.
Yes.
Okay.
Get that out of here.
She will reload it, and I don't know if I want to take another shot, because that seems silly. I think she will wait for you, somebody in the back, though.
Okay.
I don't know if she can see you guys, because you're all behind Garn and, like, tucked behind a door.
Garn, here's your lumpy body. Keep us alive.
I think that she will... She'll step off to the side to kind of, like, get on the edge. So that way it looks as though she's ready for, you know, to, like, kind of, like, get you in a pincer maneuver here.
Okay.
Next comes to Ambrose.
All right. So Ambrose is kind of he's holding his head for a moment and he just starts cackling in Draconic. And you just hear him just go, it's time for a feast. And just this growl rolls out. As Jay, can you summon that one creature? Because I don't see it in my summons folder.
Oh, which one? Which one would you like?
Oh, you know that one that you responded with a GIF. What the hell is that?
Oh.
I'm sure it's very non-threatening.
Oh man,
I'm intrigued.
I have a few here. I don't know if I have that one though.
Jake's going back through his conversation. It's all the same GIF.
Oh no.
No, what's ironic is that the conversation was on my old Discord account.
Wait, I might be able to find the picture of it.
Oh, yes.
Yep, as I'm saying hi to the person, and they're ignoring me, strictly. The arrogance.
It's Jimothy the raccoon.
They're not going to talk to you. They're not going to be hey.
But they were cool. There he is.
Oh yeah, that thing.
There's the boy.
You wanna send me the name of that thing, and then I will pull it into the into the.
I still hope it's Jimothy the Raccoon.
I wish.
Jimothy the Raccoon might be the only thing to save you from this, but.
Oh yeah, everyone's gonna hate me for a second, actually. So.
Yeah.
Oh no. What? Now I'm like a little worried.
Oh, gonna hate no, you. Don't worry. It's more after them than you, so you're good.
Okay.
Is it something a fucking Wendigoon?
Is it the level 9 one?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it the level 9 one?
Dang.
So a large creature shows up in the center, And let me change the photo here real quick.
Yeah, and I'm going to summon it over here.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I'm trying.
Oh yeah, share this picture.
Yeah, hold on.
Love this thing.
You know, Tim, earlier when I didn't think your story was gonna end happy, I was like, "So you're gonna just host that website now, right?" You're just gonna take up the Irish Nomad domain, right?
There he is.
Jesus Christ. The grossest dragon I've ever seen.
Is it?
Got like frilly fingers.
It's a dragon.
What?
So this thing is, it is a dragon. And it has, it's
got
fingers.
A long ass tongue.
It does have a long ass tongue. Its fingers look like the, what's that one mole that has like the frilly nose, you know what I'm talking about?
Naked mole rat?
No, it's a type of mole, but like it has all these like tendrils that come off of its fingers.
Its toes have toes.
Yeah.
it's like fracturing, fractals almost.
So it has three eyes and an eye at the end of its tongue.
Is that an eye? I thought it was a pearl.
No.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
And the thing with the tongue is it's like tube shaped. It's very unsettling.
Yeah, this is a very, very unsettling creature.
I love it. It's great. I would hug it immediately.
Yeah. The when he sent me this picture, I did send that gif back of Martin Freeman.
What the fuck is that?
Tiny little vestigial arms. With a spike coming out from between them.
All right. So where did you want this thing, Mark?
To the left.
To the left of the frightened one.
The most marked dragon ever.
It really is.
It is.
So, and Kelly can understand this, but you just hear the word Klaatuv, like, over and over again. It's the name.
Cool.
And he's just like, yeah, it's yours. And then he's freaked out because, by the way, everyone within 60 feet has to roll a will save.
Oh my gosh. Of course. Freaking course.
I can't see it yet.
I technically can't see it. Which square is it in?
On the left.
Oh, I can't see
it. But it has frightful presence.
Oh, yeah. If that's not based on sight, then...
I think any aura is based on sight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so, Mark, I will read you mine, since those are the important ones. I got a... Going left to right, 29.
That passes.
Okay, 35.
That passes.
So pass, yeah. Funny enough, the frightened one got the 35. 28.
That hits it exactly.
Okay, so, and then 38. So, yeah. Everybody at least passed. So, are they frightened one, then?
Assuming they just aren't frightened at all, then.
Okay.
But that means everyone else also has to roll.
Yeah, so it says... Oh, no. So on success, anything is frightened one. Okay, so everything... Oh. All of them in this room are frightened one right now.
Except one of them got a 38, so that's a crit success. Does it say what happens on a crit?
Oh, okay, yeah. So
I'm assuming fine.
Yeah, so no frightened for the last one then, but...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That everyone else has to roll too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Garn, he's seen worse on the classing shore, so he got a 40. He's good.
I've seen worse. Oh, another day at the office. Sandor, what'd you get?
So are we saying this is not a sight-based thing?
I don't think it is sight based because it says aura, emotion, fear, and mental. It doesn't look like. A creature that first enters the area must attempt a will save. So it doesn't say anything about it being like a sight based thing.
37.
Okay. Well, I mean, he passes, so you're frightened one.
So frightened one.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's fun. I mean, it goes away. Once you're fine. Like, once the fear condition goes away.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, there's not like as long as you're in the aura, you mm-hmm. keep a baseline of one. Okay.
Nope.
No, there are some out there, though.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, 30.
Okay. So you're just frightened one.
Okay.
And so, immediately comes out to the field and uses its breath weapon, which is Shrieking Breath.
Oh, God.
So it is a 30-foot cone. Amazing. Oh god, where's the cone thing here? I mean, the cone here, 30 feet.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily get the three of them in that.
Yeah, wow. I'll get 30.
Yeah, it's a small room. It's only like 30 by 20 or 40.
Yeah, so
20.
So a cone is half the room, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So, this is a dragon lets out a cacophonous sound made of every scream the dragon has drawn from a terrified enemy before.
Jesus Christ.
Deals 86 sonic damage in a 30-foot cone. Creatures who fail their will save must spend a first action on their next turn doing nothing but screaming.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so...
Do your will saves.
Another thing of will saves. All right, so first one, still frightened 2. 34.
Ooh, got it.
Okay. Next one is now frightened 1, 31.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last one, critically succeeded, she gets a 33.
Okay, so they all succeeded, but they still take... 8d6 damage.
Oh my god,
okay.
Yeah, so they still take damage. Let me get my roller up here.
So it's a basic will save, so they'll still take half, but so it's a will save against the sonic damage, and if they fail, that's when they do like all the fear stuff. God,
That was a good roll, too. 34, so that would be 17 points of damage.
17 points of damage. So this cacophony of just all the screams of its previous victims, or whatever it said.
Yeah, pretty much.
It just erupts from this creature and just, like, overwhelms them. And they stand there just like, what is that? What is that? Kill it! We need to kill that right now!
That's the whole point of it being out there.
So. Yep. Okay.
And that was, since we were doing the act together, Luca is also going to move into the room. Oh, yeah, I would also have to roll will save. Whoops, my bad.
Oh, whoops.
I mean, not that it mattered, because I just summoned it, so... But, let me... Because he's freaked out at this thing, too. Like, this thing called to him, so... He is... Kind of. Okay, will save, and it's a fear effect. Okay, not bad. That's a 38, actually, because I also have another item that gives me a +2 for. Shit, what was it called? Emotion based stuff. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
And shit, Luca. My bad. I'm sorry, Luca. Yeah, Luca just barely passed. So
okay.
He's. Frightened one, so
got it.
Fun. But Luca is going to move up into the room now as well. Should I be out of your way, Sander?
You're good.
Okay. I just don't want to be in the way of like a cone or something as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about doing that, but I think I'm gonna do something much simpler.
Okay. So yeah, he's going to move here.
Alrighty.
If that works. I mean, actually, no. He'll be in front of Sandor, just for protection.
Got it. Okay. Well, after that turn, jeez. Comes to Garn.
Alright, Garn is gonna look back at Ambrose and be like, "Where did you get that thing?" And then he's gonna charge ahead and look over at the creepy dragon thing that he assumes is on our side is like, hello, and strike out.
It's just unsettling, all right? Well, that's all it is.
I hope you're cool, dude.
Your guard's not afraid of it.
Maybe don't go too far into the room.
But do you want to call out to Garn?
Yes, I need to be able to touch you for something.
Well, all right, Sandor, I won't charge heedlessly into battle yet, but mark my words, you cannot hold back this warrior's spirit. But instead, I shall topple the Pillar of Heaven! And he's going to topple the Pillar of Heaven.
All right.
And I'm going to need those two. So they're, like, northwest of Garn in a straight line. I can get two of them.
Got it.
So
I can do that.
So I need you to make me, I believe it is reflex saves. Because you're trying to dodge a pillar from heaven.
Dude, we got the hell dragon and fucking pillars toppling in this tiny room. There's a lot going on right now.
So that is going to be a 32 for the first one closest to you.
Pass.
And then a 27.
Ooh, fail.
That's a fail. That's what I thought, yeah.
So that is going to be 6d8 worth of damage. And I finally... This has been like a year in the making that I have supplied my dice tray with 6d8s.
Oh my gosh.
Tired of re-rolling them. And then it's all thanks to Black Oak Workshop. So 22 points of damage to the one that failed, and 11 to the one that did not.
Okay.
Whenever you use this ability, I envision in Smite, one of the gods is Sun Wukong. He takes his staff and it extends because his staff is originally one of the pillars that hold up the heavens, and he crashes it down. It's that in my
head. It has to be like based around that, like, come
oh,
on.
For sure. Yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
got to be the basis of it.
Yeah. And then the eminence, the divine eminence, is going to shift into the crown upon his head as Garn raises his new freaking amazing reforging shield. Like, this thing is just so freaking cool.
I forgot about that thing already. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Thing's kind of cracked.
Yes, it is. I will never die.
Okay. After that, Sandor, it is now your turn. You may touch Garn however you want.
Yep. So I'm not going to take half an hour for my turn, officially. I'm just going to reach out. I'm going to cast Blur on Garn.
Oh, my gosh.
That is great.
Is this ever going buff pony, y'all?
Yeah. You're the only dude, it's worked this far.
Buff pony!
And then I'm just going to sit back and light up a Marlboro Red and sit in my corner.
Well earned. Well earned, good sir.
Okay. I believe I can put... the blur like effect on Garn. Hold on, let me see. I can make him conceal. Can I put that on you? I can. Cool. Look at that. Foundry's awesome.
It is.
Okay. So, all right. Nice, easy turn. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. So this is the one that is in the back right of the room. So she's the one who's frightened one at this moment. She sees a bunch of people coming in, but there's still that fucking dragon.
That's probably not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
It looks like a big deal. It looks like a horrible big deal. I think that she hasn't shot her one thing yet. So I think that what she's going to do, I think that she is going to try and shoot a dart at the dragon.
Okay.
Swink. 35 to hit.
Oh, you hit it.
Okay. 7 points of damage.
Okay. Let me get my calculator out for this.
Yep.
That's how I've been doing summons.
Yeah. And then I need the dragon to roll the 2 4s, 2 saves.
4 save. Surprisingly not his best. I mean, he's more will than anything else.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fortitude save number one. Yeah, that's a 28.
28, so you are you're fine on that one, and then the second fortitude save for the purple worm poison.
Purple worm.
Purple worm.
Purple worm venom, technically, but anyway.
Yeah, that's a 32.
32 success, so you are fine.
Shit, okay.
DCs go down even on your items apparently when you are when you're frightened.
Oh yeah, you just don't shoot it perfectly.
I guess not. Yeah. The you're shaking so bad that some of the venom comes off the dart as you're loading it into the into the blue gun. She will reload, and then I think that she will. I think she will take a shot at Garn.
Speaking of Garn, do you want to resolve what happened last time with my poison, my venom?
Right. Yeah. Yes. Let's do that before I maybe put it on you again.
Right. So let's take. So I take the listed. Right.
Yes, which was 15 or 16 or something like that.
Yeah, 15.
Okay.
And then I roll to see if it progresses.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Gurnigarn, come on. It's not that hard. Well, maybe it is. So 27.
27. That is a fail.
Yikers, crikers.
Yeah. I mean, being enfeebled really, really sucks when you're dealing with poison. So it goes up another D6 of poison.
Lovely.
For 9. Right. Somehow went down. Oh my god. That is 114111.
Hey.
Woo! That was goodness, that was bad.
You take those.
Okay. So and then she'll take her shot to maybe progress it further. Blowgun with the map, however, 30, which is a mess, right?
Nope.
Okay. And then the last one, this is the one that is frightened too. She is going to, God, I really don't want to do this, but this dragon is awful and she needs to get around it. So she is going to move here.
Oh, that last one that you said was frightened one, right?
Yes.
So her frightened condition just went away?
Correct.
Okay, so it's going to use a reaction.
What?
called Consume Fear. So, nice. So you just see the frightened condition. I don't know, it might be a purple wisp kind of comes off of her, and then it siphons right over to its tongue, and it just kind of devours it.
Ew.
And so Gross. It devours her fear and gains 4d8 temporary hit points.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
This thing's definitely not going to be a problem after killing these guys, right?
No, not at all. So I'll roll for that.
Okay. Either way. All right. Okay, then what she is going to do is she is going to... Okay, so she used one action to move. She is going to ready... She's going to use two actions to ready a strike because she told the other one to get in position to try to flank this dragon.
Mm.
So what's going to happen is that she did a ready action... The next one, so the top of the next round comes. This one moves in to flank the dragon, and then the one that went before her is going to take her readied action. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she is not frightened two. She's only frightened one. But we'll see if that even matters. Oh, my word. Natural one.
Pull that card.
I was like, I'm gonna use readied action to make sure that I can get like a hit, and it'll be not it'll be frightened one, not frightened two. Man, this would be great.
What type of damage is this?
Fumble. You're frightened three.
Weapon, right? Melee.
Yeah.
Ring your own bell until healed. You're now deafened.
Oh.
For the rest of your natural life.
Okay. Deafened. That's gotta be a thing over here, right? Yep. You said until healed?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, she's probably not getting healed, so she's going to be...
Deaf till dead.
Yeah, she... Yep. Deaf till dead.
That's what I said.
The other one, then, is going to... She stepped up, so now she's going to do two stabs on the dragon.
Yep.
You are off guard.
Mm-hmm.
37 to hit.
Off guard. That would be a crit.
That would be a crit.
Yeah, no matter what.
Got it. So critical with the sneak attack on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 54 points of damage.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
That could have been you.
That could have been you. And then she will do a second one because the first one felt so good. But first, she is going to... So she has something called Precise Debilitations. Hits an off-guard creature and deals damage. I think she's going to... She's going to do a... It's a free action to do this. Deep cut. So you take an extra 2d6 precision from my attacks. And I think that... I don't know if that activates now. I think that's like going forward. Or no, maybe not. Applies one of the following debilitations to the creature which lasts until the end of their next turn.
Take it on its turn then?
I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't know if it will be an extra 2d6 on this. It definitely wouldn't be doubled if it was. Well, let me see if I hit and see if it matters. Okay. 20. I did not hit.
Wow. All right.
So there's just a deep gash, and now she's pointing at everyone else. Like, go right there. Go for it right there.
Kill this thing. My God.
Kill it quickly, please. Meanwhile, the other girl on the other side of it, on the other side of the creature, is going, what? Kezra, it's your turn.
All right. Kezra will step up into the room to the right of Garn. So step into the room. Oh, God, I can see the dragon. Ugh.
it's quite horrible, but, you know.
I think I could smell it.
To it.
It's all slimy.
It smells like fear.
I thought it smelled like teen spirit.
So Kezra walks into the room and his fist like begins to flame as he looks to the two to the right side of the room. He's like,
"You and all your friends are going to burn."
And he goes to shoot this blazing bolt, but instead, like, the fire just like goes out and just a sickly green beam shoots through both of them instead.
Okay.
And Kezra's like surprised, but they have to both roll fortitude saves.
Okay.
Ew.
So, gonna do the first one that would be hit. So, fortitude 29.
Fail.
Let's go. Second one. 29 again.
Fail, even though I was frightened on that.
Oh,
is
God.
Is that a sickening ray?
It is enervation.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Enervation.
Go down left.
So two fails. Oh, creatures take 4d8 persistent negative damage and become drained 1.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's a bad one to fail.
Yeah. 4d8 negative. I'll roll it on their turn.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm going to put it into this thing here. I'm assuming... Oh, I don't see... See negative. I guess I'll just make it untyped, but okay. Luckily with Foundry I can put persistent damage. So we don't forget.
Sick.
Goodness. Okay.
But yeah, this like evil energy just flows out of him, but he was clearly trying to shoot a blazing bolt.
Oh. Go shoot one thing and something else comes out?
Happens all the
time. Yeah, because you're like right next to Garn. So it's
you even
a see, weird
you even
thing
see
of Kezra like,
kind of go a little pallid when the spell goes off.
Yes, yes, and I'm just like, I'm just imagining like Garn. He's like old, right? He's like a little haggard, and like to see like the flame turn from like the orange to the green, sickly. Like you think to yourself for a second, maybe as you're casting it, as the flames pass by Garn's face, that it looks like he like aged 10 years for like a second. And Garn, he looks a little like as well.
Okay. All right. Well, after Kezra hits those two, so she can't do anything about that necessarily, can she? It's just the DC 15 flat check every time, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
You can try to stop, drop, and roll.
You can give up.
That works, right?
Give up. Kill yourself. Just.
You know, that's always one way to get rid of a disease.
Action 1, lift up great. Action 2, hop in pool of lava.
Hop in the lava. I don't know if I did mention that, but that is just magma under that, like, grate in the
floor. Okay, there is a grate. Okay.
Yes, yeah, there is just magma flowing right there. So to get rid of this fear and that she suffered and then this stuff, she might just jump in. Who knows? She will, however, I don't remember if she shot the dragon. I think that she did. But, oh yeah, but then she reloaded and then she moved here. So she is going to try to shoot Kezra with the dart then.
Nah.
Logan, go! 32 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. That is going to be 7 points of damage. If you figured out that it's always 7 damage, you were correct.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, the darts themselves just do a minimum of like 1, and obviously because she's like an NPC, she gets like dex bonus and weapon, you know, all that kind of stuff. But poisons and venoms and stuff like that need to do at least 1 damage. So it's the minimum damage that possible. So anyway, please make me 2 fortitude saves.
All right, nailed the first one. A lot, like 37.
Yeah, so that one you're fine. And then the second one.
Ooh, 34
success, so you're fine.
Yes.
Oh, man. Always, always roll rocks on fucking fortitude.
You really do.
In which case, she shot one. This dragon is still up. So I think that she will take a stride over and then try to stab it to get a sneak attack off on it.
Yep. Makes sense.
Hopefully they can get rid of this thing for now. Even with a map, a natural 20 doesn't care.
Better on the dragon than on us.
As what he's there for.
Bye bye, little freaky looking dragon.
Wait, where's the one that I give bravado to all my friends and then we lose our fear condition and persistent damage?
Nope, but you
I think you're thinking about PC. That is an NPC.
Mm-hmm.
You lodge your sword in its bone. The target takes 1d6 persistent bleed damage.
Okay. We'll see what crit does first before we attempt to bleed. Mm-hmm. 63 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Still up.
Wow. Okay.
Remember, he did get temporary hit points.
So. Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay, yeah. So those temporary hit points probably kept it alive, huh?
No, it would have been alive without him.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah. All right. Well, that is her turn. So she's gonna roll the flat check.
You take 15 damage.
Oh God. Ow.
15 negative. Persistent. Yeah, it's 48 persistent neg.
Ooh, yeah.
That's amazing.
All right. Flat check succeeded exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Come
15,
on.
15 on the die.
Persistent damage rolls, never lasts.
The innervation roll is pretty bad. 2-2-7-4.
Ah, well. Hey, there's still one that has it, so we'll
you
see.
Always roll great on flat checks against me.
I do.
It's so true.
If I had a talent, it would be that. I'll write that on my resume. Viscount Ambrose, your turn.
Okay. So he is holding his... he is maintaining. He's on to act together and split his focus between two and two. So does a... He maintains and he casts a... Or was it the spell? Boost Eidolon for one turn. So he's going to target Luca. Luca is going to flank with the dragon.
Yes. Yep.
And he is kind of, Luca's even kind of not sure of this thing at all. These rituals are always fun.
He's like, listen, I'm undead, but that's
I'm undead. This thing is a fucking monster, okay? So, let's see. Oh my god. That's a 40.
Because she's off guard. Yes. That is a crit.
Oh, God.
Hell beautiful, yeah.
Good.
So,
to flatten.
I mean, maybe. So that's 50 points of damage with the boost Eidolon.
Oh, with the boosted G's. Okay.
Yes. So that's that. And now the dragon goes. And it turns. It's wounded. It looks, as Jake likes saying, it's bloodied.
It's bloodied.
So it has 200 hit points left. So it's going to, let me see here, because it, unfortunately, its breath hasn't come back yet. It has one more turn, which it might not survive.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what I can do here, though, because he does have spells, but the spells aren't really anything crazy. Oh, also fun thing, he has true speech constant. So,
oh,
so
wow.
He can speak every language, so that's why he's a fearful creature. He's like,
oh, because it can talk to your heart because it doesn't matter what languages you speak. Yeah.
He's just, you know, a goofy little guy. Yeah, let's see. Draconic Frenzy. I keep forgetting how Draconic Frenzy works. It's two claw strikes and one tail strike in any order. At the map, right?
Draconic Frenzy ignores map, right?
Nope.
No, it's just good action economy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you get three attacks for two actions.
You usually use claws as the second two actions to get that agile.
Yeah, because of the agile. Yeah, so it's usually bite, claw, claw, or bite, claw, tail, or something like that.
Oh, it does have the jaw attack. Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, it will do jaw attack first, and then claw would be better, or... Yeah. Okay, so that's fine. Its two hit isn't the worst. It's not obviously Luca.
Its tongue is like two-thirds the length of its whole body, so when it pulls its tongue in, it just...
it's like a chameleon, like with how the tail mouth is.
Right.
It's like the tongue has to go in to bite it, but the tongue was just out sucking the fear up. So.
That's horrifying. This, can't wait. I don't want to think about this.
Think about it, Tim.
It's such
think
a
about
big,
it.
Girthy tentacle coming out of its mouth. It's so gross. Mm-hmm.
Why would you describe it that way, Kelly? What's
how else would you describe it?
Big, girthy, flaccid tongue.
Big, girthy tongue. Coming out of its mouth.
Big, girthy, floppy tongue that is slimy and everything else.
We just lost like 18 viewers.
Yeah.
And we gained 100.
32 to hit. This one. In particular.
This is the one. The one that is off guard. That is a hit.
Good. Because jaw attack is 2d10 plus 12.
Wow.
That's dragon stats right there.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's an odd one just because he's more mental of anything of a dragon, but still. Alright. Roll, dice roller. Come on, I gotta shake the phone so it actually does it. Okay, that is 11. So that's 23 points of damage.
Okay.
And so now the map's a part of this, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So that is... Roll, please. That might not hit. That is a 28.
That is... That will not hit.
Okay. And one more with claw. No, it definitely won't hit.
Okay, I mean, still really good damage.
Oh,
so.
Just from one hit, and, let's see, anyone losing? Nope, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah, she, at the end of her turn is when she will lose Frightened.
Okay.
So you'll be able to suck up that fear
fuck
at that time.
Fear.
Garn, it is your turn, and you're blurred.
I'm blurry boy.
Yeah.
So the blurry boy is this Scarlet Tribe member that's sandwiched in between Luca and the dragon.
Yes.
It looks pretty messed up, right?
She's below half.
Yeah. She's the most damaged, I think.
Yes, for sure. Okay, yeah. Okay. Out of the group, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think, you know, I really wanted to flank, but I won't be able to do that. However, it's going to be a little more of a defensible position so that I am not as easily flanked with the possibility of taking somebody out. I would like to think that Garn has what it takes. So he's going to move and I'm going to strike out with this beautifully, beautifully crafted adamantine warhammer that he just got souped up by his dwarven rose. And Black Oak Workshop knows when the dice rolls count, because that is a 40 to hit.
Oh my god. Okay, so
think I'm flanking, because I can't go through the middle of her square to the middle of the dragon square.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's how that worked. I think we discussed
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. So if yeah, I was gonna say even. because she's only frightened one. If she was still frightened two, that would have been a crit. So
let me look at the. Let's see. You inspire. You and your allies gain plus one status bonus to attack roll. So actually, it is a 41. If that means anything.
Is that not calculated in automatically?
No, it's not calculated.
Okay. Then if it's a 41, then it is a crit.
Pushing for crits, man.
Yep.
It's like, oh yeah, I forgot I shifted into the wreath. Oh, I forgot that plus one.
Yep. That's exactly why plus one matters, man. That's exactly why plus ones matter.
Oh my gosh. All right. Whoa. Okay. I forgot. That means stuff happens.
Oh, because of all this stuff on your mace?
Yes. Because of all the stuff on my mace. I don't know. I don't think any of it's actually very will apply, actually. None of it will apply. They're kind of situational. I do not believe these are unholy creatures, so they won't take extra, you know, holy damage or whatever. So instead, I'm just going to roll some dice and do some damage.
Okay.
12 plus 6 is 18. 18 times 2 is 36 points of damage. Okay.
36 whacked onto her shoulder.
And as Garn hits with the adamantine warhammer, it sounds, even though there's not this creature doesn't really have the armor for this, it sounds like someone hitting a hammer on an anvil.
Oh jeez.
Boom.
Okay.
And last action ratio.
And then ratio, okay. Sandor.
This is interesting, because I could get in there, I could line up, get a lightning bolt off, but that's going to leave me closer to them than I want to be. So Sandor...
The plight of the wizard.
Right. So instead, Sandor is just going to shoot a chromatic ray from his... Jake, remind me the name of his wand again.
That wand is called... Hold on. I didn't have it up.
Called the Rainbow Rod.
The Wand of Refracting Rays. It says, this wand is short and wide with a hexagonal crystal shaft and a leather-wrapped handle. The wand refracts direct bright light into a rainbow. Aww. So you walk around with the Pink Floyd cover all the time.
The Refracting Rays also sounds like a late 70s band.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yep.
Their mascot is like a manta ray.
Yeah, that would be cool.
This is a roll to hit, and it bounces between.
Yeah. So if you hit the first time, then you can target another creature within 30 feet and roll again.
Yep. No way.
Yep.
Sick.
So I'm going to.
You know what? Sorry, you know what I just realized too. This is cooler, in fact. Each time you roll a spell attack roll and determine the ray's colors separately for each target.
Yep.
So you could do acid to one and then fire the next one. And then that's really cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, this is a really good wand.
Yeah.
I just need to pull up the actual chart here.
Kelly, okay. Did we ever figure out, because I have a 15-foot emanation that would give a plus one status bonus to attack rolls. Does it apply to Sandor?
You must have line of effect, which means he has to have, if he's even any part of him sees you, you're in his emanation.
I'm stepping into the room before I shoot.
There we go.
Oh, all right, perfect.
Well, there we go.
Get a plus one to all your rolls.
Good old plus one. I have so many fucking spell tabs open. Oh my god.
You could get a crit. That's what I found out.
Yep.
I always have so many tabs open.
Yeah, so do I.
Especially where it summons, I have like all my creatures available.
You get into summoning, you have so many tabs all the time.
So,
yeah.
Tim, 15 plus 23.
That is 38.
38. That'll be a hit. Which one are you doing first?
The first one I'm shooting is the one directly across from me. This one.
Okay. Okay, the one that has the persistent damage. Okay. Yes. So hit on the first one. So let's figure out the damage on this and then see if you can bounce it.
Three is goddamn yellow. Electricity. Ray deals 50 electricity damage to the target.
Unreal.
By the way, do you have a number of them?
I don't. I should though, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
I
should have drained one.
Because
that reduces HP.
Yeah. Drained one, and then drained one. That won't take them out, but it'll definitely reduce their HP now. Okay, and then second, which one are you going after next?
Second one is the other drained target.
All right.
Does a 34 hit?
That it does.
Wait, am I using map on this?
That's a good question.
Oh, let me...
That would greatly diminish the wand's value, but I just want to make sure before.
Roll your spell attack roll and to determine the race color separately for each target.
So if it's a separate attack roll...
The ray continues to refract each time it hits. The refract ceases if you miss any target. It can end the refraction at any point. You can't target the same creature more than once. It must have line of effect to all targets.
Is the same like chain lightning where it just keeps bouncing?
It's not a reflex save.
Because it's not a save. That does change that. Now, here's the thing. I think because it's a wand, it's a one-time use. So obviously it's very valuable, but you only get to use it once without, you know, potentially breaking it.
What's the spell again?
Chromatic
it's
wand
of the spell.
Yeah, that's the spell, but it's the item wand of refracting rays, which is the thing that allows it. I don't see it saying anything about map. And the reason why I say that is because it says roll your spell attack roll and to determine the ray's color separately for each target. So I don't know if it would say anything or if it would include map. Timmy, have you found somebody on Reddit that's smarter than us?
I think it's fair to say that this is a very valuable magical item. So,
I think it'd be
up to you.
I'm gonna say no for now. But like I said, if that smart person on Reddit says otherwise, then we will know going forward.
Just people saying, "I love this spell; it's great," or something. Kaleidoscope attack.
Yeah, I mean, it is that.
I kind of feel like it wouldn't have map. Just like the spirit of it seems to be somewhat more like chain lightning or blazing bolt or something, where it's like it's intended to hit each target as at full power. I don't know.
I mean, I will give you a no map only because you guys kind of have this one, and this is, you know, this isn't the final boss of this isn't the final boss of book 4. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We will look into it after this. But yeah, so okay. Go ahead and do no map.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Yell at us in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. The second attack hits. I rolled a 2 on the d4, which means it is acid, so it deals 40 acid damage.
Oh, sizzle.
Which okay. then bounces to the next guy,
okay.
which will be the one that is currently all flanked and such.
Yep, let's yep. Go. So frightened. So you don't get the off guard bonus, but she is still frightened one. So
that's going to be a 33.
Still a hit.
Hey.
So we're about to watch Sandor just melt this whole room.
The ray goes from yellow to orange to red. The third one is fire, dealing 30 fire damage.
Guys, okay. Like the fucking end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And oh, yeah.
A giant fireball, fire beam going through everybody and melting their faces.
And the final one. Oh, it's a 2 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a shitload of damage, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was still awesome. Okay. Came in, this beam arcs through the whole room, hitting 3 out of the 4 of them.
I mean, they must be all so low at this point, you know? Like,
they must be. They must be.
It was 120 points of damage a turn.
Great.
Yeah. So the one that is... drained, but doesn't have the persistence. She's the one that was fighting against the dragon. I think she's gonna try to take this dragon out. I think she can do it. Stabbing out with the rapier against your scary dragon. 36 to hit.
That's kind of, I mean, she's flanking, right?
Yeah. So off guard. Oh,
yeah, that's a crit.
That's great. Okay.
Oh, no.
Creed.
Oh, it's actually going to do one last thing here. Okay. It's going to do a reflex, or not a reflex, a reaction called Unbidenfold.
Well, he didn't have any in the first place.
Biden blast.
Good job, Biden. Go to the shadow room.
Unbidden thoughts, I guess, is how you're supposed to pronounce that. Because yes. It's critically hit with a weapon or unarmed attack. Effect, the attacker's mind is filled with visions of the worst fears that overwhelm their senses, and they must choose one of the following results. Either a triggering attack becomes a normal success, or the critical hit is unaffected, but then they become frightened too.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
This thing's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
So they become frightened too, or just a regular hit.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, so wait, what do I have to roll something against that?
No, you just choose.
I guess I'll do regular attack because I'm still getting sneak attack.
Oh yeah, you might take it.
Yeah. So okay. All right. So 37. Good God, that was a lot of sixes. 37 points of damage.
It is gone.
No.
It is gone. As it descends into this puddle of like ooze, almost like instead of like, you know, what was it, the ones that Kezra always summoned, like that kind of like claw their way out, it's just kind of melts into a puddle and just shrieks
blip. Okay, and she's frightened too.
That's if you forego. I'm still critting.
I got you. Yeah, okay. All right, so no frighten then, and that thing can go back to hell where it belongs.
It's not a demon.
All right. Here is a very, very tricky thing, because y'all are on the wall. How am I supposed to deal with that?
Yeah, we don't want to get flanked.
Why?
Just watch the dragon just get shanked, and we're like,
I don't think I want that.
No, sir, that's not good.
No, that just it wasn't good for that. It was it'd be fine for you guys. Have you seen the video? There's people do it all the time, but it's like, hey, is this good for a wasp? And they're holding up like bug spray.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, it kills them. I think it is going to. Look, I think she's going to look at Garn, and she's going to cast fear on you.
What? They're so spellcasters?
They do have some spells, yeah. So please make me a will save.
All right. Garn, like, kind of, like, looks around him, just kind of, like, points, like, me. And then he just starts laughing, and he's like, "Did you see that effed up dragon?" And I think he's gonna crit with this. So it's like a 44 or something.
44. That is a crit, in fact. So you laugh in her face.
I just saw this giant dragon. All right, I am fine.
That is her turn, though. Next, it comes to this is the one that is deafened and frightened one still. She is going to, God, she has like, she's like wobbling. There's a whole bunch of blood and she's her, like her ears are bleeding. Like she's in a bad way. I think that she is going to try and she's going to go around and get behind the three of you. If you want, I can have her make the acrobatics check.
No, if you want, I'm just gonna kill her with an attack of opportunity.
Okay, yeah, okay, same. You can do that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm still smoking that Marlboro.
It's a 31.
31. That is a hit.
Yeah, she's dead.
She's probably dead.
She's
yeah.
She's gonna be so dead if I don't kill her. Luca will. Yeah,
that's a 44.
So hold on, wait, let's do Lucas goes first because he Ambrose is yeah. ahead of him in initiative.
All right, so. I'll save my reaction. Sure.
Yeah, save your reaction.
I'm allowing you. Yes.
So that was a four.
Right, so nice asshole.
So that is a crit. So just tell me how you kill her as she tries to dodge in between the two of you to get behind you.
Well, like I said, like he was kind of fearful of this creature as well. Luca is just kind of, but then he kind of like recenters himself, and as soon as she just tries to get past, his sword just goes out like a, honestly talking about Indiana Jones, like in Last Crusade, like where that buzzsaw yep. comes through, and it's just like that.
Oh yeah,
the
yep.
head just comes right off and just that leaves it out. Like that. It like no super flair to it at all, just gone.
Yep, just simple and deadly. That is, in fact, my favorite Indiana Jones movie.
It is a good one.
It's really good. She has chosen poorly.
I'm a Temple of Doom guy myself.
I mean, they're all... Well, I was going to say they're all pretty good, but then I remember that the Crystal Skull exists, so...
Yeah.
Crystal Skull, that's about the ants, right?
Yeah.
But the...
And the aliens.
And
the aliens.
And Shia
LaBeouf. The aliens is the...
And Shia LaBeouf swinging with monkeys and... Amazon or wherever the hell they were.
Fun.
You know what? I forgot most of the movie. I'm kind of glad I did.
Yeah. Fun fact, that is my favorite Indiana Jones movie that I've watched.
Oh no. My god, Tim.
it's also the only one I've watched.
What?
Disconnect. I get mad. We don't need him with the rest of the combat. Shame him. Everybody in the comments, shame him.
Not, I've never seen Indiana Jones. It's, I've only seen the Crystal Skull. It's like a million times worse.
I saw this, I'm like, this is what people are, oh, getting their jimmies in a jam for.
You know, that's a good point. I did think about that right after I said something. I was like, well, if I saw Crystal Skull, I'd be like, well, this franchise sucks.
This franchise blows. What are we talking about?
This is a beloved movie franchise? What the? What are you talking about?
Main character climbs in the fridge and survives a nuke.
What do they make those fridges out of, huh?
So stupid.
Maybe we should hate watch that movie. Maybe we should do a hate watch part.
Then we need to force Tim to watch the good ones.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, okay, you saw that one was bad, right? Here's one of the many good ones. And then he'll be like, whoa, this is what movies are. It's like, yeah, buddy.
No, here's the thing. I've already seen it. I don't want my eyes to bleed again, Jake.
We'll hate watch it, and then we can
don't
get together for
it,
the
Tim.
Other one. Anyway.
Don't keep your eyes closed.
Don't look at it. All right. It is the Scarlet Triad agent's turn. So this is the one that's on the far side of anything.
Before we get
the room here
too far, do we want to resolve my last turn's poison before we get to my next turn and we have to do two turns with the poison?
I keep forgetting. It's your responsibility.
Yeah, go ahead. That's why I'm saying it now. So I take... I roll first and then I do... Then we calculate the damage depending on the stage I'm at or something?
Correct.
Okay. Come on. Come on, you dumb... Why do you gotta roll so bad? That's a 29.
29 is still a fail.
So is there a stage 3?
There is.
Oh, man.
Well, can't you, like, fix
eight,
yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. It's only 8d6 points of poison damage.
Guess I could have done that on my turn.
33 points of poison damage.
Ouch.
I love how John is just always reminding me that I have like a medicine kit that can counteract any disease or poison.
It's like Garn's literally just convulsing in his armor.
you are still enfeebled too, by the way. Right. That continues as long as you had the poison. Okay. Anyway, her turn. I think that she is going to. I think she's going to try to cast a spell. She looks over at Kezzer. And she goes... I'm trying to sell this spell a little bit. How do I do it? Your mind is somewhere else. I need you to make a will save, Kezzer.
Does a
35 counteract the spell?
Against her DC, it would.
Okay. What'd she say again?
She implied that your mind was somewhere else.
And he just looks back at her, and his eyes glow, and he goes,
"No, you're mistaken. It is your mind that is somewhere else."
And she is the target of the spell.
Oh. What?
New what? Seventh level spell called Spell Reposite.
Oh my god.
I counteract it as a reaction and send it right back.
Alrighty.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Uno reverse.
So hit the spell Uno reverse, yeah. So does she roll against her own? Does she roll
no,
her
mine.
Will?
You roll against mine.
Okay. So roll a will save against your DC. Fail. She was trying to cast Hideous Laughter on you. So
I didn't want to blow a seventh level spell on them, but it was just too much fun.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty funny.
What's happening?
It's pretty funny.
Know you.
Uno reverse.
Okay, so she failed, so she is slowed one now, and can't use reactions. She just starts laughing. She must find it tragically hilarious that this is all happening. God, what is it? So being slowed, yeah. Okay.
Well, does all she right. crit or
you
just fail?
You gain one less action next time.
Sorry. Oh, it would. Oh yeah, crap. Hold on. What was her total? 26 was her total.
Yeah.
Okay, so the regular.
Because I know, like, crit failing that is fun.
It's bad. It's real bad. Real bad. Okay, then she will get behind her the two others, and she'll kind of, like, break any sort of line between you all. All right. That was her turn. Real cool. She starts laughing maniacally. For no reason, it seems. Kezzer, your turn.
Alright, which one of these triads didn't take negative damage? I only rolled it once.
Oh, right. This one needs to be taking some more negative damage.
Alright, so you get some negative damage. Oh, that's a better roll. 21.
21. And then I'll roll the check for that. DC 15 and fail.
Let's go. Alright. So it's my turn. Kezrad is like, you see him, like his fists are just clenched, and he's like, all of a sudden his like eyes dilate, and like some of the blue scales like show up on his back a little bit more, and as he goes into like this defiant, like stoic rage, and he unfurls the Cornigan claw, and it's just like crackling with lightning and fire, and he walks up to the triad member, and just juts the pointed claw straight into her gut. So I am raging.
Uh-huh.
With my electrified Cornigan claw. Fuck! 26.
Damn it. you hyped it up too much. That's why I failed.
I hyped it too much.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't want to fail. I have 2 hero points in the bank.
I'm going to use it on a melee.
So this rage is just so intense. It just has a flashback to the pyre, the burning body of his friend, Adelar. As he remembers that these people not only must die, but they must know nothing but pain. God damn. Rolling. All right. I think that'll hit. 31.
31. Did you get a plus one from Garn?
Nope, he's 20 feet away. Oh, wait, if you move one step to the left.
Well, I would obviously do that.
That's right, stay within my aura.
I forgot he had his aura up, so I'm too busy.
That's right.
I'm not going to lie, I would have laughed a lot if that failed.
That's why he needed the plus one, so it would not fail. So that is a hit because of some metagamey moving.
All right. Let's get some dice up in here. Alright, so this is going to be 2d6 piercing, 1d6 fire, 1d6 lightning.
Okay. That's a lot of dice.
Yep. Alright. I don't even know what the fuck that's a 6. Nice. Okay, so
I was like, I don't know how to read this dice.
I can't read.
Shut up. All right, so that's 11 plus 4, sorry, 15. 19, and then plus 8.
Wow,
so
okay.
26.
Okay.
19 plus 8 is 27.
27, so 27. Yeah.
Yeah, 27 damage.
Burn. Okay. All right. It then comes to her turn. Are we going to do the damage now? Because usually you have to do the damage at the beginning of the turn, right? I think.
Yeah, that was her damage from her last round. So she does it at the end of her turn. And
okay,
Before her flat check at the end of her turn.
Got it. Okay. She is going to stand. So she's going to take a step, and she's going to do that same thing that the other one did, where she uses two actions to ready an action.
Okay.
For the other one to move into place. So there's the end of her turn.
I get an attack of opportunity.
You do? You do, okay.
So she rips herself out of this claw and tries to go around me and just try to pin her into the wall. Let's go, come on. 35.
Oh my god.
35, that's a hit.
Alright, gonna read these dice again. Nice, alright. That'll be 26 damage.
Please describe your kill.
Yeah, she limps around me, and I just all this rage, lightning just stabs straight through her as fire and lightning burst out the other side, and just like rip her guts out.
Okay, as she perishes, the other ones turn and look at each other. And they give a knowing nod as the one that is slowed and in the back looks towards the stairs in the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you will.
Are you really going to make me wait till next episode for me to remember that I have to counteract this poison?
you better write that shit down. I want to see a sticky note, Tim.
Don't worry, I will.
Thanks, John.